the Award Podcast is brought to you by Naked City Brewery.
And welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 202 in what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series. I am your host, Aaron Roden, and this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Yes, indeed, folks. We've got a great show planned for you today. Very, very special guest. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We had King Buzzo, Buzz Osborne. It's actually, his real name's Roger, I believe. Buzz Osborne, lead singer of the band The Melvins. You may be familiar with them, with that band. You should be, anyway. Shit, man. God, The Melvins. Fuck. I talked with Buzz Osborne. It was pretty good. It was pretty cool. And we'll talk about that a little bit more shortly. We've got this great ticket giveaway that we're doing for Timberfest. We'll talk about here in just a second. We'll reiterate all that good stuff. We'll get into it. We'll get into it. Buzz is currently on tour promoting his new solo album, This Machine Eats Artists. Or This Machine Kills Artists. I had it wrong. It happens, man. Deal with it. This Machine Kills Artists. It's a solo acoustic album by Buzz Osborne, and it's pretty good, so you should check it out. You can find it at themelvins.net, and also where Buzz is going and where he'll be here in the future. He's going to be on tour until, end of September? Oh, well, that's Australia and European tour. Man, he's going all over the place. But he'll definitely be coming to a town near you, that's for sure. These guys, man, are the real deal. The real deal, folks. Been doing it for a long time. When I first heard The Melvins, I was not quite into it. It wasn't my taste back when I was first starting to get into rock and roll, right? Or hard rock. I would say hard rock. It didn't suit my fancy. It wasn't my taste back in the day. But when I like revisited my old music collection when I was in college, and I just started I started just burning through a bunch of my old records, bunch of old tapes and CDs that I had. I found, man, I was like, man, this shit is really good. And now it still sticks with me, right? That 90s sound, like, oh, my God. There's this band called 30-06 that is just amazing. They were out of Olympia. Never really made it anywhere, but holy shit. Their album, Hagseed, is amazing. Amazing album. Still love it. But yeah, I wasn't quite into The Melvins until I got a little bit older, and then I revisited this album, Houdini, that I have, and it's probably one of my favorite Melvins records, it's so, man, it's good. Man, Houdini is a fantastic Melvins album, and we'll be playing some tracks off of that, and then we're going to be playing a track off of the new solo album by King Buzzo himself, This Machine Kills Artists, so stay tuned for that. Let's get into it, shall we? Let's just talk about this for a second, because I was very excited to talk with Buzz. You know, being a fan, I had a lot of like questions for him, right? I had this trajectory that I wanted to shoot in, right? Because I've seen a lot of interviews with Buzz, and nobody really, the ones that I've seen anyway, none of them really talk about who he really is, right? It's all about The Melvins. It's all about The Melvins. I wanted to find out, like we do on this show, I thought it'd be really interesting to kind of get in there and find out just the type of guy he is, right? Talk about how he became who he is. I knew that he hated his hometown, so that was a point of interest for me because I love my hometown. We are like, okay, this is one thing that I found out during our chat. We are the complete opposite people. I don't know if I've ever met somebody so opposite from me in the ways of thinking. That doesn't mean that we didn't get along or anything like that, but, you know, it made for a kind of a weird conversation a little bit. And it was interesting. It was really interesting talking to him. I had it in my head, like, here's my problem, is that when I go into one of these talks, I have it, like, kind of sketched out in my head of how it's going to go. This one did not go how I thought it would, if I can put it bluntly. It did not go how I planned. And, you know, that's fine. We've had some stinkers in the past. I'm not saying that this is one of them, because actually I just re-listened to it, and it was good. It was fine. But yeah, you know, sometimes it's a little harder to talk to somebody that you may not share a whole bunch in common with, right? And that's what I spent a lot of time trying to find common ground with Buzz. And it turns into an interesting conversation because, you know, we're getting somewhere. We're getting into weird places. We're getting into weird spots. And I think you guys will enjoy that. But interesting conversation, a little awkward for me, definitely. I mean, I went down there into the green room of Numo's, a place here in Seattle, which has a ton of great shows. I love that. I love that venue. But went down there, and there's Steve Turner of Mudhoney and the original drummer of the Melvins just hanging out and just chatting. So that was like the first, like, oh, hey, how's it going, guys? Kind of thing, right? It didn't really make me nervous talking in front of them, but it was definitely on my mind. That's for sure. There's other people in the room staring at you, taking pictures. What the fuck? But we'll get into that in here in just a little bit. Of course, we got a clean house here, folks. We've got to you know, make sure that the people that make this show run get their due on this show, right? You know who I'm talking about, of course. Naked City Brewery and Tap House, located here in North Seattle. Great place. Great place, man. Fantastic beer, fantastic food. Just an awesome place to go and just hang out for a couple hours. Drinks with friends, man. That's what this place is all about. Plus, they've got that awesome screening room in the back where, by the way, saw this amazing show the other day. Did I tell you about this? Laugh Riot that our friend Derek Sheen is putting on every second Saturday at 10 p.m. in the screening room. It's only $10, folks. And it's fantastic. It went so well. And so they've got another one coming up. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be so much fun. Oh my God, you guys, you really have to go to this. Let's see. What is it? What's the date here? I'm searching for the date. I can't find the date. You're going to have to figure it out. It's the second Saturday of July, right? There you go. Now you figure it out. It's a lot of fun. Go and check it out. Second Saturday every month, hosted by Derek Sheen. It's like, you know, it's interactive, man. It's a great comedy show. Plus, you can eat there. You can drink there. It's super comfortable. It's great. So go and check that out. 10 p.m., second Saturday every month, and it's only $10. Also, hey, folks, before we get down to it, Timberfest coming up July 24th, 25th, and 26th with Charles Bradley, Cumulus, Grinch, Jay Maskus, Damian Jurado, Rocky Vadalato, and we want to send you for free, you and a friend or lover, 2 tickets and camping for free. All you have to do is just like us on Facebook, the Air Raid Podcast, or follow us on Twitter at Air Raid Net. It's that easy, folks. And we'll pick randomly one winner on July 6th, and we'll let you know who is the winner. So come on, do that. A lot of people have been doing it on Facebook, so you better get in there. The date is coming closer. Okay. Oh, man, let's do this. From one of my favorite albums by the Melvins, from Houdini. This is called Going Blind, and we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears with special guest this week, Buzz Osborne of the Melvins. Can you believe it? Oh my God, man. Awkward conversation. I know you guys love that. Awkward conversation. Oh my God. Steve Turner from Mudhoney was there, man. It was cool. It was cool. Got to meet that guy. Ah, yeah. All right. Let's do it. We'll be back in just a moment. Going to let you riff for a half an hour.
We'll see about that.
So you're into baseball?
I love baseball.
Yeah?
It's one of the things I love, yeah.
Like your whole life? You've been into
it? I always loved playing sports and playing sports like baseball.
Yeah.
So it was easy to get into it again. You know?
I've never...
I'd say 10 years ago or so, me and Dale, our drummer in the Melvins, really started getting heavily into, you know, watching baseball. I don't really like to watch sports. I like to play sports. I don't really like to watch them. Uh-huh. But that one I can like because it's super complicated and really weird. You know, I really like it.
I've never, that's been like kind of the one sport that I've never had any interest in.
Yeah, well, that's typical. You know?
Yeah. Right?
The people that are into baseball are really into it. It's sort of like a, I don't know.
What's a stats game, right?
It's all stats and strategy. It's like a chess match.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And I mean, you know, if you, it'd be like if you could just, you know, walk the best player on the team and not pitch to them. There's all kinds of things you can do.
Sure, sure.
Super complicated. And like people like my wife, no matter how much I talk about it, I cannot convince her that it's anything other than total garbage. And I don't have that ability to turn her into it.
Sure,
onto
sure.
It, so.
Did you play baseball as a kid?
Yeah, I love playing baseball.
So, yeah?
Yeah. I love playing sports. I don't really like watching them that much.
Like what kind of sports? Like everything?
Everything, yeah.
Football? Soccer?
Sure, sure. I loved it all. I loved it all.
You've been watching the World Cup?
No, I never played soccer. Soccer,
oh, okay.
If I was going to watch a sport, I can't stand watching clock sports.
Uh-huh.
Clock sports drive me crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't stand the clock as a strategy. You know, running out the clock.
Sure, sure.
In baseball or golf or even bowling, you have a chance to win. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Bowling. You
I guess
you're
I never realized. I don't know much about soccer either, so maybe
it's a clock sport.
I never realized it was a clock sport.
Or tennis isn't a clock sport. You can still win even if you're behind by.
Sure, it just keeps on going until somebody wins
real
by
winner.
One, right?
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
that's a lot funner to me.
I was never a big sports guy when I was a kid. I don't know.
I don't see anything wrong with the sports. What I hated was the people who played sports.
Sure, sure.
Coaches, people that played them, I just couldn't deal with it, you know?
Yeah. Is that part of growing up in Montesano, Washington?
Oh, there's a lot of horrendous crap about growing up in Montesano, Washington. It's certainly one of them. I don't know that I'd have felt any different anywhere else.
Yeah?
No.
Do you still, I mean, is there some sort of, like, I've heard you say this before in other interviews that you did not like that place.
I did not and I do not.
Still?
Still.
There's nothing redeeming, no redeeming quality about your hometown.
No. Nothing I can think of.
Really?
No.
Why not?
Well, have you ever been there?
I have. I've driven through. I've never, like, hung
out
there.
Did you want to live there?
Probably not.
Okay.
But I grew up in a small town here in Washington, too, and, like, I hated it when I was a kid, but now that I'm an adult and away from it, like I love going back there, and you know, seeing it and hanging out there.
I really couldn't care less.
Really?
No, I honestly feel like my history didn't start until after I left there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. I can't think of one thing I gained from that experience.
Hold that a little bit.
I can't think of one thing I gained from that experience that I would feel like was worthwhile.
Really?
Nothing. No.
Huh.
What? I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
Homespun entertainment, down home bullshit. It's not my thing.
The woods?
Well, you know, how much of that can you handle? You know? I lived there for, well, now it's less than half my life. I feel like I gave them enough.
Yeah, sure, sure.
You know?
I get it. Yeah. I get it, yeah.
I want to live in an urban environment.
And that's why you moved to San Francisco,
California.
Right?
Yeah, but I live in L.A. I've lived in L.A. 21 years.
So. Uh-huh. What do you like about L.A.?
What's not to like?
That's like one of those cities, though, that to me, and maybe this is just because we're totally different people, and I like that small town feel. Like L.A. doesn't feel like doesn't seem like it would have that aspect for me.
Thank God
down there.
That's what's
works for you, yeah, yeah.
Yep,
totally.
I want it to have that aspect.
Totally.
I want it to be something huge.
Yeah,
you know, most people don't like L.A. I've never been able to figure out why. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I miss it when I'm not there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's home now, right?
Seattle is a fine city. It's a great place for me to come and play.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. It is it still has that small city feel.
Yeah, it does. It's not unlike most of the cities in the U.S. or anywhere.
Yeah.
That are that
yeah.
size.
Uh-huh.
It's fine. You know, but I just you know, I prefer something a little bigger.
Sure. Sure, man. I get it. So was, I want to try to talk to you a little bit about like how music started in your life. Like, was it because you needed an escape from where you were at in Montesano?
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know what originally attracted me to music. I mean, everybody likes music.
Sure.
In one form or another.
Yeah.
You know?
But not everybody likes playing it, though.
I didn't start playing it until relatively late, until I was late teens.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I never played. My family wasn't involved in music and never played music or anything of that nature, so it wasn't thrust upon me in any way.
Uh-huh.
I discovered it all on my own, and that's kind of how it worked.
Yeah, so your family didn't even, like, listen to a lot of music? There wasn't a lot of music going on in the household?
To some degree, but, you know, they had their own problems, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Music wasn't going to save them.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like you. Yeah. Not a lot was going to save the family then, huh?
They did the best they could.
Yeah.
Know, with what they
yeah.
had. I mean, I can't expect more than that.
Do they still live over here in Washington?
They live in Olympia.
Oh, okay.
I moved there after I left a long time ago.
Gotcha.
I left
gotcha.
In 86, 87.
Yeah. So when did you start playing guitar? When did that come
into your
life?
I was about 18.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what were, why?
It seemed like a fun thing to do.
Yeah?
No, I didn't really have any big ideals or anything like that about when I started playing guitar. It was just, you know, started a band relatively quickly after that, and the only thing that we really thought would be cool would be to play a show.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Yeah.
Never thought about making a record.
Yeah. Yeah. But once you, like, started...
All that came later.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. But once you started playing and stuff, was it like, oh, my gosh, okay, I really do... This is it. this is what I want to do.
Yes, I really liked it, but you know, the idea of making money doing it took a long time.
Yeah,
years and years. Part of 10 years.
Sure. Yeah. What was the first band that you guys started?
Melvins.
It was the Melvins.
Yeah.
And that's been continuing.
I never played any
other thought
band.
It was. I thought it was some different incarnation.
No, it was me and one of the guys that was down here.
Uh-huh.
He was the original drummer.
Yeah.
And then in 84, we started playing with Dale.
Yeah, yeah.
So Dale's been playing with since 84, so it's a long time.
Right on.
You know?
Yeah, that's
Mike
pretty amazing.
He wasn't on any records till recently.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we did a new album with him playing drums in last fall called Tres Cabrones.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you guys have been going strong ever since.
Well, I'd say we've been going strong since about 88.
Yeah? That's when things started picking up.
Yeah. So yeah. It took that long, 4 or 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Of nothing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And do you still love it?
I like doing what I'm doing.
Yeah?
Sure. Yeah. It's my area of expertise.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, do you ever look back and, like, see yourself doing anything else? Other than this?
Well, I'm sure I could have done whatever I wanted, but I never had to.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. I mean, you know, I'm not a 9-to-5 type of guy.
Yeah.
But, I didn't realize that until I didn't have to do it for a long time. So.
Sure, sure.
I've only ever had crappy jobs. I never had a good job.
Yeah. One of which coined the name Melvins, right?
Yeah.
Working at a supermarket.
I worked at a supermarket when I was in high school with a guy named Melvin.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it came from. You know?
Yeah.
Not so much about him, but we just like that name.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So how long into this musical journey did it take for you to decide that you wanted to do solo stuff?
Well, you know, I kind of always knew I would do some kind of acoustic thing.
Yeah.
But I just never knew when. I always played acoustic guitar. I mean, you know, just the idea of doing something new with it or something that was different than anybody else is doing.
Uh-huh.
Didn't really materialize until I realized I was going to do an album. You know?
Yeah.
Then I want to do something that's different than whatever else was out there acoustically. Yeah.
Sure.
I think I've done it. I think I've accomplished it.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. You know?
But you said, like, this tour that you're on right now in support of the new album is going pretty well, right?
Yeah, tonight's show number 9 on this tour out of 41 in the U.S. So
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pushed it to the limit. And then I'm going to Australia and doing the same thing, and then I'm going to Europe and doing the same thing. So.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, after a while, when does that become normalcy?
A long time ago. I mean, what is normal? I mean, most people work 40 to 60 hours a week just to pay their rent.
I'm still not fucking used to it.
You know?
Yeah.
That's normal. It's a lot of time every week. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, you know. I'm not at a job 8 hours a day or 12 hours a day and then home every night.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm off work, I'm off work. But I'm always working. I always have something going on.
So yeah, yeah.
I don't sit around too much.
Sure, sure.
At all. You know, so.
Yeah, you're always doing something.
I'm always doing something.
Yeah.
One way or another. I don't veg out in front of the TV.
Uh-huh.
Ever.
So ever.
I don't watch TV. I quit watching TV when I left my parents' house, so I don't even know what's on it.
My God. I kind of wish I was doing that.
Just get rid of your cable.
I did.
Just get rid of it completely.
I got rid of the
DVDs,
cable. But
maybe we'll watch a little bit of Netflix. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. But see, that's my downfall now. And I just realized the other night the
Netflix?
Reason why I'm so... Yeah. I just realized the other night, like, the reason I'm so tired during the day is because I'm getting to the point where I need to watch something to go to sleep. Like, I feel like I need to watch some show before I lay my head down, you know?
Oh, well.
And it's awful.
That seems like a luxury problem to me.
It is. It is. It totally is. Yeah.
I don't think I'd worry too much about that.
Well, when you got two kids and you go to work and then you come back home, it's kind of hard to keep your energy levels up.
Well, you're right? The one that had kids.
It's my fault, right?
Grin and bear it. Nobody told you it would be easy.
Do you have children?
No.
No?
Uh-huh.
Never wanted them?
No. Me and my wife never wanted them.
So yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I never would have married her if she wanted kids. No way.
Yeah?
No. She has a good saying that she's hated children ever since she was a child.
That works.
You're the woman for me. I like other people's kids, but I really honestly could care less about breeding.
Yeah.
I don't have any interest in it.
Yeah.
At all.
Doesn't fit the lifestyle or just doesn't...
I don't want to be a parent.
Yeah.
Some people just shouldn't breed.
Well, they're yeah, that's for sure.
I'm okay with that.
You think you're one of those people?
Obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. No.
Well, that's a strange... I guess that's just a strange thing to hear.
It's early. Yeah, you'll hear a lot of other strange stuff. Look, I don't care about any of that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's fine with me if you want to do it. Or anybody else wants to do it. I don't care about that. It's none of my business. You
know? Sure, sure.
But I don't particularly care about it in my own life.
Yeah.
It just sounds horrendous to me.
It kind of is, man. Yeah. It kind of is. If I can speak truth, yeah. There's a lot of not great things about having children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wish more people would be truthful about it.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just another one of life's many facets, like a diamond, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to do it. I don't have any interest.
I get it.
No thanks.
Well, let's do this.
We have dogs. We love dogs.
Yeah, you're a dog guy.
Yep, me and my wife love dogs.
How many dogs do you have?
Three at the moment.
Yeah? And you treat them like kids?
Well, you can't lock a kid in a cage.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
You can, but you might do some time.
You get in trouble for that.
You might do some time with that, yeah. You can't put a choke chain on them either and nail them every single time they do something wrong.
But you know what I'm saying, though, right? I mean, there's dog people out there that treat their pets like children.
We treat our pets the way dogs need to be treated.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Okay.
You know, we give them the best thing that is absolutely for their life.
Yeah.
I know they're not human beings. And so we treat them like dogs.
Yeah. But you don't talk to them. I don't picture you as a person that like talks to their dog like they're a little child.
No, not really. You can come in. Yeah, go ahead. No, I mean, you know, I think you should talk to your dogs. I mean, you know, but don't expect them to answer.
Right, right.
Yeah. Mike's the original drummer in the Melvins.
Oh, okay.
Right there.
Right on. Yeah. Well, let's do this. Let's take a musical break, and then we'll be right back with more from Buzz Osborne right here on the Air Raid Podcast. We'll be right back. Is there anything that you would like to talk about?
No, you're doing fine. He's somebody's daughter. Welcome back.
That's much different than some interviews that I've done.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They don't want to talk about anything?
No, no. I'm certain that you've done a lot of these types of interviews.
I've done a shitload of interviews.
Yeah, yeah. Massive. Does it ever, I mean, does something like that, does it ever just go, does it get monotonous and just like, oh, this is something that I have to do? Or do you
part
enjoy
of the job,
it at all?
I don't take it for granted. And I'm always interested whenever anyone has any interest in what I'm doing.
That sounds like a really practice answer right there.
That's it. I believe that. I totally believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't have a problem with that.
I've heard, you know, I did my little tiny bit of research that I do for these things, which is basically look on Wikipedia, make sure I have a couple facts straight, and then two hours later, I don't remember any of it.
I didn't put any of that on there. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Nobody ever does, right?
I don't know who does. I couldn't be bothered.
It said you died in 1986, so I figured it was
wrong. They're right about that.
Yeah.
That's true. I'll be dying tonight on stage. Dynamite does... around my head. Boom.
So how long did it take you to write the stuff for the new record?
I didn't do it all
at once.
For
the solo record.
Yeah, I didn't do it all at once. I did it in little chunks. Yeah. So I'd say it took me 4 months, but I didn't work on it solidly.
Mm-hmm.
Here and there.
That's pretty good, though, right? 4 months?
Well, I've done records in a lot shorter span of time. But,
have you?
6 days, 4 days, some of them. Yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, that was just because I didn't have time. I wouldn't have spent 4 months in the studio anyway. So.
Sure, sure.
2 days here, 2 days there. Probably maybe took 2 weeks total.
Yeah. You're talking about studio time.
Yeah.
Not like writing the songs and...
Writing the songs, maybe another 3 weeks.
Yeah?
Tops.
Really?
Totally. Yeah. That's about right.
So you're a very prolific musician.
Well, you know, a question like that, you have to go, okay, compared to what? You know? Compared to people who do nothing, yes, I'm very prolific.
Sure.
Well, most musicians are really lazy.
Yeah. Well, like last night, I was talking to a guy about Guided by Voices, right? They've got 21 albums. And Robert Pollard is considered a very prolific musician because of that.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like the Melvins would be considered a prolific band.
Indeed.
Don't you think?
Yeah. We have a new album coming out in the fall, and that'll be 4 full-length albums in about 18 months.
Man. That's insane. That's insane. As taking into account averages, right?
Yeah.
Because the average band does not put out that much content.
No, the average band spends a couple of years sitting on their ass doing nothing. These musicians are lazy. They're the laziest creatures on earth. And they're drunk. Essentially, they're whoremongering drug addicts.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I would say without question.
Were you ever a whoremongering drug addict?
Who among us hasn't been? There's the liars, and then there's the people that admit it.
Sure, yeah. Sure. You said you don't, in passing, you said you don't drink anymore.
No, I don't drink. It's better for everybody if I don't drink.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What happened, man? What was bottom for you?
I don't know that I've reached it yet, and I don't really want to.
Well, that's good. So you're smart enough to know when you should have stopped.
I know that I'm smart enough to know there's not a problem in the world I can't make bigger by getting fucked up out of my mind.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. When did that end?
I don't suggest that everybody do that. I don't care what anybody else does.
Yeah.
But my life is not made better by getting hammered, you know. But
yeah.
Once again, I think everyone has should have the freedom to do whatever they want to.
When did you?
As long as you don't interfere with anybody else's life, I don't see any reason why not.
Sure, sure.
If you want to destroy your life and shoot heroin, go ahead. I'll my hat's off to you. I can't stop you.
Yeah.
Nor do I want to stop you.
That's a very libertarian point of view.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. I don't think so either.
I don't think it's my job to tell people what they can and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they're not hurting anybody else, what do I care?
Yeah.
It's none of my business.
Sure.
If you want to drink, if you want to shoot heroin and drink lighter fluid, that's your business. You go right ahead.
Have you ever met anybody that's drinking lighter fluid?
Don't expect me to pick up the pieces if you destroy your life with that stuff.
Well, yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Totally.
I gave you all the freedom to do whatever you wanted, and you fucked it up. It's on you.
Yeah.
You want to stick up liquor stores or something? I'm going to throw away the key. You
know? Has this always been your philosophy?
I've always hated hippies ever since I was a kid. That's what my mom said. You always hated hippies ever since you were a kid, you know? I believe we are given an opportunity to do, especially in this country, to do wonderful things.
Uh-huh.
Don't screw it up. Don't take it for granted. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It could be a lot worse.
And you followed that yourself?
Yes.
For your whole life?
I live by example. You know? That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. If people were like me, the booze companies would all be out of business. TV stations would just shut down.
So you'd take booze off the shelves?
No, I would leave them there. But if everybody thought like me, nobody could sell it. It would
I see what you're
be
saying.
There.
Right, right.
You know, there'd be no TV. Yeah. None of that. I don't partake in any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you shouldn't, but I just don't do it.
So, well, yeah, okay, yeah.
That's it.
So what do you do to keep yourself occupied? Like, besides music, what's and baseball?
Oh, man, I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, a million things. I get up with the sun, try to be as active as possible, and work all the time, you know?
Yeah. You live on a farm or something? What do you do?
I live in L.A., remember?
A fire. There could be farms in L.A.?
I suppose
I don't
so.
Know. Yeah. I haven't spent a lot of time down there.
I'm busy from pretty much sun up to sundown.
Yeah.
Every single day doing something.
Yeah.
70% of my waking hours are spent on things that have to do with making a living.
Making music.
Whatever it is. The business of making music.
Side of things. Yeah.
There's tons of things to consider. You know?
Sure. Sure.
And we self-manage, so we, yeah. I don't have Peter Grant calling me. I don't have calling him up.
You know? Yeah. Have you always operated that way?
We had a manager once a long time ago, but it was just for a short amount of time, and I thought it was ridiculous. So we got out of it as quickly as possible.
Why? Just paying somebody to do what you could do?
Well, I mean, I'm not helpless, and kind of. And they didn't really do anything that I thought was that impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had a manager that showed me how much better it was going to be as a result of having them there, that'd be one thing. So far, that hasn't happened.
Yeah, yeah. So it sounds like, I mean, a man with your philosophy likes to work, right?
Yep.
And so has touring ever gotten old for you? Or is it just like, this is the job, this is what I'm here to do?
Well, it's not all hand jobs and roses, you know what I mean? It has its moments.
Yeah.
But, you know, life's not perfect.
Sure.
Who has a job that they love every moment of? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Not many.
No.
I wouldn't say many.
So sometimes when you don't really want to do it, but, you know, I've had a lot worse jobs. So I'm not afraid to make this work. Why should I stop? There's no reason to.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's going pretty good, too.
It's going okay. Yeah. I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good, man. So, you know, you guys, the Melvins is credited with influencing countless other musicians.
We always say the same thing. Don't blame us.
Don't. But do you ever feel, because you guys, like, you guys never hit it, like, as big as some of those other bands.
Fair enough.
Well, and that's not meant to be, like, you know, a bad
No one
thing.
Knows that better than me.
Yeah, but was it, but, I mean, does that ever get to you?
No.
Do you ever wish that you guys had done more on the world stage?
I have been all over the world playing music.
Mm-hmm.
Every free country in the world.
Yeah.
I have probably gotten a lot more out of this than I should have.
Sure.
So maybe there's that. Maybe that's the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
The glass is definitely half full.
Yeah.
You know, I don't particularly care one way or another. That's just how it works.
As long as you're able to work and make a living at doing it, then it's great.
If we put success strictly on a monetary basis, then there's always someone that's more successful than you are.
Sure.
So then you're never satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you want out of life? What is it? What makes you happy? That's what you have to figure out, whatever that is. I have plans like you wouldn't believe, you know, rarely ever talk about them. I wouldn't go into any graphic details now, but nothing is an accident. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not just rudderlessly going through life. It's all planned out.
Sure.
Meticulously.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is this the plan, like, for the rest of your life? You're going to be playing music for the rest of your life?
My rest of my life might not be as long as I think. You never know. So.
I'm trying to get into one of those plans that you've got set out for yourself.
Well, I think what you should have, I don't know how old you are, but what you should have is where you want to be in 10 years. What do you want to have going on?
Yeah.
If you don't know that, why should anybody else?
Sure.
You
know? Sure.
You have to figure that out.
But you still have to have a trajectory, right?
You don't have to have a plan. Where you want to be in your life in 10 years and then figure out how you have to be there, what you have to do to get there.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Whatever that entails.
I like this philosophy.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm
learning
stuff.
That's up to you to do that, though. Yeah. Nobody can make that happen. What always happens is people just rudderlessly go through life, like I was saying, living paycheck to paycheck and then blame someone else for their ultimate failure.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
You are the master of your own destiny.
That's the easy way out, blaming somebody else for it, right?
If you think, if people think that you can get rich working 40 hours a week, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind. That's never going to happen. No one gets rich working 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
Ever. It doesn't happen. Well, you cannot do it. It's not possible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot harder than that. So
the American dream is a farce.
No, it's amazing. What? No, I just mean, if they think they're going to go out and somebody's going to give them a job.
The American
dream is 100% right on.
Well, what I should, okay, so I should clarify. The American dream has become getting fabulously wealthy.
But
don't you think?
Can't get fabulously wealthy working 40 a week.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's
not possible. You have to work a lot harder than that.
Right, right.
And those guys work a lot harder than that.
Sure.
There's not a multimillionaire CEO in this country that works less than 80 a week.
Yeah.
No way. And they're on call 24/7.
But wouldn't you
get weekends?
Wouldn't,
if you're in charge of 20,000 employees, you think you get a weekend?
No, not
Hell
at all.
No.
You don't
That's
even get a vacation.
Why they get paid so much money?
Sure.
They should get paid that much money, and they should always be on call, and they better be standing tall before the man. And I don't want them standing, if they're in charge of that many employees, I don't want them standing around doing a bag check.
Sure.
Sure. Something more productive they can be doing.
Yeah. Do you feel like that dream, right? Let's just call that the American dream for right now. That being fabulously wealthy, that dream of being fabulously wealthy. But do you think that that's getting further away from possibility for the average American?
Well, whose fault is that?
Well,
I mean, look.
I don't know.
A corporation's job is to make money.
Yeah.
That's it. They have no other responsibility.
Sure.
You know, if they're a public corporation, the only responsibility they have is to turn a profit.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. To look at them as some kind of social engineering or some social thing that's to make people's lives better, that's not part of the deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And for people to expect that sort of thing to be the case, that's just crazy. The more you put on me, the more restrictions you put on me, the sooner it'll be that I just quit doing anything.
Sure.
Yeah. That's it. You know? I don't have a band so I can employ people.
Yeah.
You know? I employ people as a result of having a band. That's not why I started.
Yeah.
You know? That whole philosophy is insane.
I would agree with you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Totally.
You know?
Totally.
You don't open up a gas station with the idea that you're going to employ people.
Mm-hmm.
That's as a result of it.
Right. Right.
You know? That's a side thing.
Yeah. You do it for the job, right?
You do it,
or you
because
do it
that's
because
your
you
living.
Love it.
And if you want to open up a gas station, you're doing it to make money. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You have no social responsibility beyond that.
Yeah.
As long as you're following the rules.
But you didn't start. Start a band because you wanted to make money, though.
No, I said our initial expectations for the band was surpassed those very quickly.
Sure, sure.
You know, so that all came later.
But you wouldn't say like you did this solo album just to make money either.
Okay, this is a good. How many records do you think I would do that would lose money? Less than two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not going to make a record that loses money. It's pointless.
Yeah.
I can do nothing and lose money.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I have to make money with everything I do. Everything.
But you got to love it too, right?
That helps. But nonetheless, if you're going to make records, you know, why should you, unless you do, it's just a hobby when you have some other career, you have to have the idea that you want to make a profit. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
You know? That's it.
I like that.
Anybody who thinks otherwise is insane.
Well, I find that
unless it's a hobby. Hobby's a whole different thing.
Sure. I find that outlook on it, Buzz, very honest.
Well, what anybody that tells you otherwise is insane or they're lying to you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or they're part of the hippie generation, right?
Maybe, who knows? I mean, I don't understand what they think anyway. But I mean, I'm making money. What is making a profit? Making a profit could mean I spend $100 to make $300.
Sure.
It's not millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who knows? But you have to make money. You have to make it, you know, not lose money and maybe make a little on the other end.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
So along these lines, let me ask you a question. Something just came into my head. A lot of musicians right now are going back and they're, you know, vinyl has come back into popularity. People are buying vinyl again.
Are they?
Which, yeah. Maybe it's just a Seattle thing. I don't know.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, understand, we still sell more CDs than vinyl and downloads combined.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Everybody does.
Wow. Okay. Like worldwide, you're talking like gross or...
We used to make 20,000 singles.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to have shit for brains to make 20,000 singles now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I wouldn't even make 2,000.
Yeah.
So vinyl, the whole idea that it's made a massive resurgence or is going to somehow save the industry, it's a boutique item at best.
Well, that's mm-hmm. what, yeah, yeah. It's definitely that's boutique. It. But where I was going with that, though, is that since the resurgence of vinyl, there's been I wouldn't even call it a resurgence, but people are starting to make cassette tapes again.
Cassette tapes sound horrible, and vinyl sounds horrible too.
They're awful.
You know, the best sounding thing you can get is a CD. So people that are into vinyl and they think that they're listening to warmth, they're really just listening to distortion.
Sure. Yeah. Or static on the
cassettes are really expensive to make.
Are they really?
CDs are the cheapest way you can make it and the best sounding.
Yeah.
Someday, people will realize. Most people realize that's a smart thing to buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you want vinyl, I understand the collecting mentality. It makes sense. Go ahead.
Yeah.
People collect stupid cars, too. They collect all kinds of stupid shit. There's just no... You know, people want to buy some amount of that. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I still got
a box of comics and Star Wars figures that I can't... I don't know what the hell to do with them.
Well, you could...
And now
sell
if
them
I,
for
if
dozens
I add,
of dollars.
Dozens. Craigslist of...
Comic books
thing.
Aren't worth... They're not worth shit.
No. No, they're not. No, they're not.
Unless they're Star Wars figures. They made millions of those, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Unless they're... You know, even if they were on the card in absolute mint condition, they're not worth shit.
I'm
$15.
Buzz, I know.
Oh, okay.
Because I have a box of them. Yeah.
If they're off the card, they're not worth anything. Generally.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Speaking like a true...
I'm a collector.
Figure collector.
I understand how that works.
Sure.
I understand that mentality.
You're a collector as well?
I collect all kinds of stuff.
What do you collect?
Toys, all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Wide variety of things, books, you know.
Just for your own enjoyment?
Yes.
It's never
for seller.
Like making
stuff.
A profit?
I don't sell stuff, no.
Yeah.
Not like that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't collect records, but I understand the record collecting mentality. So.
Uh-huh, yeah. So what else do you want to do, man? Like, do you have any more new songs that are coming out? Soon?
Yeah, we have a new album coming out in October.
Yeah?
A new Melvins album, yeah. It's almost done.
That's great. And then tour to support that as well.
We'll do some touring then, and we'll do some more touring next year.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
That's great.
It never ends.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is your 10-year plan.
I have a lot longer than a 10-year plan. Believe me, it's all about plans.
Sure.
That's it. You know, I can't really go into the details. It's too complicated. It's true.
Yeah, yeah.
I have weird ideas about everything. All of it. So,
tell me a little bit of it.
Well, like I said, you can't get rich working 40 a week. That's one of the. When was the last time you heard that?
You can't get rich working 40 a week.
You can't. It's not possible.
Well, yeah. I mean,
whoever said that before? You know, who do you know that's ever said that?
I don't know.
Go to college and get a good job. You can't get rich going to college. It's not possible.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
You're
you can
in debt.
Make a living.
Sure.
Absolutely. But when they're talking about the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, the rich get richer because the rich work their asses off to get there.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Unless you inherit money, and that's not your fault either. That's not a crime.
Yeah.
Why is it a crime for a parent to leave their kids money? That's not a crime.
Yeah, yeah.
That's considered a crime? Now it is. You know? I just don't agree with any of that.
I don't know if it's considered a crime.
Sure it is. They tax the hell out of you for that.
Well, they do tax the hell out of
you. Taxation is a penalty for success.
Yeah.
That's all it is. What else would it be?
I don't know. Have you read much about what's going on with the IRS right now?
Without what?
With the IRS right now?
You know, there's only three things you have to fear in the whole world.
Yeah.
The IRS, cholesterol, and the Teamsters Union. That's it. Other than that, you're fine. You get those in check, you're good. Don't owe the IRS any money.
I'm a Teamster.
That's right. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, you're not, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
IRS, cholesterol, and Teamsters Union. You get those down, you're done.
Yeah.
You're good. If you don't have to worry about those three things, and everything's all right.
Yeah. And so that's your plan.
That's a big
plan.
Just stay away from those three. That's the beginning of it.
Okay.
If you don't have them to worry about, you're good.
That That's great, man. That's great. Well, I really appreciate you taking the
time. My pleasure.
To
thank you.
Me. I know that you got to eat your dinner and
play a show tonight.
Play a show and everything like that. Where are you stopping next? Where are the next
the
tour dates?
Lovely town of Bellingham.
Bellingham, and then where from there?
Spokane. As we call it. Spokane. And then Missoula, Montana. What do you think if it waits me in Missoula? Splendor.
I think Big Sky Country. You're gonna have a great time.
And then I go to Billings.
Then to Billings.
Yeah.
So you're
working. That's the kind of town you can hardly pull yourself away from. You know? It's the truth. And then Fargo.
Fargo.
Heading east. Yep.
How do you do in Fargo?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a college
town.
Pretty
good. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
What college is in Fargo?
Who knows? I never went to college. I never had the interest.
Well, this has been a real treat, man. I've been a fan of yours for a long time.
Thank you. I really appreciate the interest.
Keep doing what you're doing and keep on that. You don't need my advice, but keep on that plan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Thanks.